And just go ahead and hope.
If it doesn't work, you can always come back. After you experience it more.
Okay. Now, Brownie, you were born where?
Meeting House Road.
Mm-hmm.
At the old Hugh Eastburn Farm.
In Solbury, Pennsylvania, right. And you lived in Solbury for how long?
Well, we moved a couple places because our Eastburn's. So then after Hugh Eastburn died, Arthur Eastburn, young Arthur, used to be in Doylestown as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He took over. And his brother Hugh Michener, not Michener, I get Hugh, Hugh Eastburn.
Mm-hmm.
It was willed to Hugh Eastburn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sold it. I think we were there 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad had a big farm, a big dairy. And of course, we had to sell out right away. And we moved up to the foot of Solbury Hill for a winter. And then we moved down to, Dad wanted to be back on a farm. We moved down to the Michener Farm, which is there on Sugan Road, where the spur goes through.
Oh,
that
yes.
Old hat barn is falling down.
Yes.
Well, it was good condition when we were there, but nobody's done anything to it since. And we were there 45 years. And from there, I taught school.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were living in Solbury, did you go into New Hope for anything?
Oh, yes. We took our milk to New Hope. We did our shopping in New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to New Hope when I went to high school from there.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 miles one way.
And when it snowed, did they call school off?
No, they didn't. But Dad would come and get us if it was stormy or something.
Mm-hmm.
We usually walked.
Mm-hmm.
To school and home.
Mm-hmm. Nobody had any transportation in those days, did they?
No.
I mean, in going to school, do they have buses?
Winter time, we went in the bobsled.
Hitched up two horses.
Mm-hmm. Right. We took the milk to down to the station. That was a big treat.
Where did you go with the milk?
At the railroad station.
In New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then where did it go from there?
Philadelphia.
Oh, and would it go in those big milk cans that you used to see along the side?
30 and 40 quart cans.
Oh, my God.
See, it was in the refrigerator car. That we took it down at night, and it would go out early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, where would it stay all night?
There in the refrigerator car.
Oh, in the refrigerator car. Mm-hmm. See, and then it would go into the city.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to high school?
New Hope.
You did go to the New Hope High School.
Mm-hmm.
And which building was that?
That was the old building up on the hill. It's a home now.
Oh, I don't even know where that is. Up on which
Well, it's off of Mechanic Street.
Off of Mechanic Street.
You could, as you go across the bridge,
mm-hmm.
It's that bridge, Stockton Bridge, you make a right.
Oh, yes.
And go around. And you know where you go up to Village 2?
Yes.
Well, don't go up Village 2, but go up the hill to schoolhouse. You see it on the hill.
It still looks like a schoolhouse.
Oh, it looks just like it used to.
Even though someone's living in it now, is it private home?
I don't know who. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are living in it. It was a restaurant for a while, but now it's a home.
Now, when you went to high school, what grade did high school start?
Ninth grade.
Was ninth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you went to elementary school, it went up to the eighth grade, and then you went into high school.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And tell me about the high schools in those days. What was it, 19? When you went into high school,
what grade?
Let's see, if you were born in 1980.
I was about 13, 14, I would say.
So it would be, what, 1922? Would that be right?
I don't know.
You were born in 1908 and you went into high school when you were 16.
No, I was younger than 16.
You were younger than 16.
I was 17 when I graduated from high school.
Oh, of course.
But we only had, the high school was, the ninth grade was, let's see, upstairs. in the old building.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the high school was downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, they had a 3-year high school at that time or not. But then later it was a 4-year high school and they built the new building.
Mm-hmm. And when you were in high school, how many children would you say were in your class, approximately?
Well, there were 12 of us that graduated. 1926, we graduated. Mm-hmm.
So that was the size of most of the classes, I guess, at that time.
Well, they weren't very big.
Not big enough. Did you have departmentalized the way that, no, you just had one teacher in high school, but you didn't stay with her every term, you had a different...
Well, in high school, we had a science teacher and a math teacher,
uh-huh.
English teacher,
mm-hmm.
and of course they combined subjects. I think the principal taught social studies. Warren Smith, have you ever heard of Warren Smith?
No.
Yeah, I think he taught, boy, he was strict. When he walked in that assembly room, where most of us were, we had two, in the new building, we had a room on each end, recitation room.
Mm-hmm.
One room was math, and one room was science. And then in between, we'd have our social studies in the middle room.
Mm-hmm.
And when he walked in that room, you could hear a pin drop. And he used to get 120 in the spring of the year. So hot.
Really?
The ceiling was right up over our heads. It's like we call it the chicken house.
And
you ask Jim McGill, he'll tell you.
He'll tell me, yes. Now, when you had these assemblies, what did you do? What did they do in the assemblies? Did you have them once a week or?
No, maybe
once a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had debates and concerts. And Mrs. Schock was our music teacher, and she had the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on plays. We always had a school play.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess they read the Bible and you saluted the flag.
Oh, yeah, we did all that.
We
did all of that.
Mm-hmm. 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 So you went into high school into ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you graduated, you got a diploma.
That's right.
Right. And then where did you go from there?
I went to Stroudsburg for 2 years, which I hated. I never had a good time up there.
So you had to live up there, didn't you? You couldn't commute.
I didn't get home very often.
Mm-hmm. You were homesick.
So that gave me credit to teach.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was a normal school then.
Yes.
Well, we were the first class to graduate as a teacher's college,
mm-hmm.
1928. And I could teach. So I taught school in the winter and went to summer school. Mm-hmm. Went to state college in the summer and got my degree.
Mm-hmm. And then you started teaching immediately in the new Salisbury school system?
Uh-huh. What I was at the Highland School down across from where Nakashima lives, on Akroton Road.
There was a school there?
Mm-hmm. Right across the road.
Is it still there?
It's still there, but a lady lives in there by herself. Or she did, and I thought she's still there.
Was it a one-room school?
One-room school.
And you taught
how? I had 8 grades. First grade to eighth.
First to eighth?
You started out with 2 + 2 and you ended up a square root, I always said.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, now, it's
terrible.
How did you ever manage it? You know, I think
in those places, the little ones take care of, or the big ones take care of the little ones.
Right.
And of course, you combine third and fourth grades and first you work alone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then gradually first and second go together, maybe. And then seventh and eighth. And if you teach geography 1 year in the group, the next year you teach something else. So they got both before they finished.
I see. And how many children did you have in that?
Well, when I started, I had 37 or 8, I remember.
But that great age span.
That's right.
37.
I had been to the seashore and worked waiting on table all summer. I used to go down there between summer school. And I scolded my hand. I went, Dad took me to school because I couldn't drive yet. And of course, he let me drive to school, and then he'd come for me, and I'd drive home. That's how I learned to drive a car. And I went into school, and his hand was all scalded.
That was your first year?
First day. Do you know Margaret Loughran?
I don't think so.
Yeah. She was one of my first pupils.
Mm-hmm.
She was in seventh grade at the time.
Now, do you ever see any of the children that you taught?
Oh, yes. Margaret Loughran.
That's one.
She was a McGinn. You know, Stan McGinn used to drive the school bus. Mm-hmm. Well, he was in eighth grade when I first started teaching.
But you're a student.
No.
Oh,
he was a student.
He was a student. And now
and I had the Eislers, Johnny Eisler. He works in New Hope now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the chief of police when I was in New Hope, Walter Everett.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how long were you in this little one-room school?
2 years.
And then what happened after that?
Then I wanted to get into New Hope, Borough.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a little closer home. By that time, we lived at the Michener place.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know Lou Michener.
Yes.
Well, his father and mother lived in there. It was always called the Michener Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times I walked to school, especially when it snowed, and you'd have to put on ski pants and carry skirts.
Well, getting back to this little one-room schoolhouse, you know, you hear stories about the teachers having to fire the stove to keep it warm. You had to do that?
Oh, yeah. But I had some of my big boys took care of the bill.
It was just one room.
One room.
Right? And where was your desk?
Well, it was kind of a long room. My desk was in the middle, up front.
Mm-hmm.
And there were windows all the way around. It was a rather modern building.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. We used to feed the birds in the... I got a pain in my leg once in a while. We used to feed the birds at lunchtime. They'd bring their lunch, you know.
I guess you didn't have any indoor plumbing.
Oh, no.
Did you?
No, we had the outside
plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
But you had was it a coal stove?
We burned coal.
Burned coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'd go down maybe Sundays and bank up the fire and mm-hmm. clean out the ashes.
And you didn't get paid extra for that?
I don't know. No. And I think it was only $100 a month.
That was your salary?
Mm-hmm. Hugh Michener, that's Lou's father, was school director at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me get the job.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, was this part of the New Hope school system?
No, Solbury.
This was Solbury.
Solbury.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they closed those Solbury, those country schools,
mm-hmm.
when they built the one up on where it is now. The old stone part is the first part of that building.
Mm-hmm.
That was built first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other building was built.
Yeah, it was the other one.
Mm-hmm. But there were all sorts of little schools that were scattered all around.
Yeah, there's one Carversville.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Green Hill, where I was. And I can't think of any other. There must have been more around.
So you've seen a tremendous change in New Hope then.
The youngsters were different too.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, they were country children.
Mm-hmm.
They were all different. They appreciated what you did for
mm-hmm.
them. And the teacher had been there the year before. The kids jumped out the window, so you know what I was up against. But I was young.
Yes.
I was only 19
mm-hmm.
or 20. I guess I was 20. And, they sit there and they're all right at you. It's the big boys.
Well, you were all of 19, and the boys were how old?
Well, I think the oldest was 17 or 16. I was scared.
Well, I can imagine,
but you couldn't show it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
No,
one good one.
Uh-huh, that's good. And of course, I imagine your relationship with the parents was different.
Oh yes,
did
parents back you up for everything?
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have them coming to school very much, except when there was a problem.
No, the school directors used to come. I remember one time I always had to. We had to sweep. I had to clean the room,
mm-hmm.
and. This day I wanted to get away early, so I asked some of the older girls if they would help me.
Mm-hmm.
And just we got finished, we had a nice pile of dirt right from the front door. Didn't one of the school directors walk in?
Right into the pile of dirt.
And she was Mrs. Brown from Solbury, and she had her dresses were down to here, and she was very critical, very critical. She went back and complained. She said, "Well, the little ones, you know, can't." They're learning Spanish is short.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to keep an orange crate in the back of the room with crayons and drawing paper.
Mm-hmm.
But when they finished whatever they were doing while I went on with other grades, well, they'd just go get a piece of drawing paper.
Mm-hmm.
She went back to school board and said that was terrible. They shouldn't even get out of their seats.
Oh, indeed.
Oh, no. I have a few today.
Well, then you went into the Solbury School. No, no, I'm sorry, the New Hope School
New
System.
Hope. Borough.
The Borough. And what grade did you start teaching?
I had fourth and fifth.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm wrong. I had fifth grade. And then I was upstairs, and I was moved downstairs, and Helen Dean and I, you know Helen?
No, I don't.
Well, she lived where Fitting has his office now.
Yes.
By the way, can I change the subject?
Surely.
How is Lou?
I haven't seen him for a long time.
I haven't seen him in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Last I saw him, he'd just been in the hospital.
I really don't know.
Well, anyhow, she lived in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had all third and part of fourth, and I had part of fourth and all of fifth downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 years. And I got married.
But you still went on teaching?
Not until my husband died.
Oh, you had time off to what, to raise a family?
He lived 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
We lived together 15 years and he died.
Mm-hmm. And then you went back to teaching?
And I went back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to.
Because
the kids were little. They were only 10 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
11 and 12, or 11 and 13, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only to get a $25 Social Security widow's
wage.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I have a station out here besides.
Oh.
Service station. So, I went back to teaching.
Let's go back to that little one-room schoolhouse, even though it was in Solbury. It'll give us an idea. What did you do about equipment, books, paper, things like that?
Oh, they were very good supply. Once a month, we would go up to Solbury, you know, where Buddy Ely lives.
Yes.
Well, that was the grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
But they, when I was teaching then, it used to be the old high school.
Mm-hmm.
They had three grades in there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh 9th, 10th, 11th. Mm-hmm. And you had to go somewhere else to get your 12th.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was teaching, it was turned into what they call a grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
The first four grades were over in the primary school. You know, the little school where the library is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the 5, 6, 7, 8 were in that school.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go there once a month and get our supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Paper and pencils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were very good supplies. Mm-hmm.
Because I wondered if the children had to supply things for themselves.
No. Oh, no.
Just their lunches.
That's right. And the water.
The water?
I had to carry the water. There wasn't any water there.
Where did you get the water?
From home. Took it down a big jug.
And that's really something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back into New Hope, because we're supposed to be talking about that more than anything else. The difference in the way that it looked when you knew New Hope is the way it is
now.
Well,
it used to be a nice, quaint little town.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, were there shops there?
No, not like it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was some kind.
Oh, yes. We had the restaurants, and of course the post office is down on the corner.
Which corner?
Well, I can't think of his name. The fellow had furniture in there. Across from the bank.
Oh, across from the bank, yeah.
And that was the post office.
That was the post office.
And that was moved up where it is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be moved again.
Yes.
And we had a barber shop. And it was a grocery store where the bookstore is now.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was residential.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Logan Inn, of course, they didn't take, it wasn't used like it is now. People rented apartments upstairs. Mm-hmm. Of course, they served meals downstairs.
Mm-hmm. It was more like a boarding house, would you say?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson had it at that time.
When did all these shops start coming in?
I don't know. Somebody started. It's a shame, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm skeptical, but I'm afraid Carversville's going to be that way someday.
Mm-hmm.
They've already started. Yeah. They've got the inn going and see, they take these houses and change them into shops.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what was the playhouse originally? That was a mill. That was a mill.
Feed mill.
And it was actually in operation?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going there when I was a little girl.
Really?
Oh, sure. Mr. Brown had the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dad used to take his corn there and wheat and have it ground into feed.
And then you would take it back for your for your cows?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Now, which part of it, I guess the grinding part must have been where that waterfall is. Is that what made it go, or?
I couldn't remember.
I imagine that's sort of burnt power.
Mm-hmm. You just drove up with all your stuff and
unloaded.
Mm-hmm. And then you wait there to have it ground, and then you would take it back.
Sure. And then, of course, he made flour, too, there.
Oh,
I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we used to take some of our wheat to Prawlsville. That's up above Pipersville. You know Pipersville is?
I know Pipersville. But
you go down that deep, steep hill and on the 611.
Oh, yes.
We'll go up that road a ways, and I'd say about a mile, and then you went in back, so there was a mill in there. Mm-hmm. We used to take it in there. How the wheat made into flour.
But you think that he also did it at what is now the playhouse?
I think so. I'm not too sure about that. But I think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, could anybody go there, or anybody who had corn or anything to be ground? And
we had good doctors. Dr. Libby's cousin was in New Hope at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin to Kenneth Libby.
Oh, yes. But then they would make house visits. If you needed a doctor in the middle of the night.
My doctor makes house visits now.
Even now?
Dr. Schoenfeld.
Really?
He comes up once a month.
For heaven's sake.
If I need him here, 2 weeks ago I had a dizzy spell. I got up and I was so dizzy and scared me. I walked straight. So I knew he was getting ready to go away, but I called him. I said, "You know, I'm supposed to come up to you. I need to." Okay, he says, "I'll be up this morning."
He's here. Well, now, did you have a telephone?
We had a farmer's, what they call a farmer's telephone.
What was a farmer's telephone?
Well, all the farmers were members of this line that they had installed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we got central. I don't think we made any out-of-town calls. In fact, no, we didn't. We just called all the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the old Grice place is?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know where Chapel Road comes on?
Yes.
Well, off to your right, there's a little house that's in there.
Oh, yes.
People named Grice, G-R-I-E-S-T. He was in the Bell Telephone.
Mm-hmm.
He helped instigate it.
So you were all on the same line?
That's right.
And
we all had a different number. Some would be you ring two, some you ring three.
Oh, you mean the actual phone was the ring?
That's right.
Uh-huh. So, but you could call, you couldn't just call this line, you could call other people, is that right?
Well, I don't think we could, I don't know if we could call New Hope or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was a farmer's line.
Mm-hmm.
We all paid membership to it, the use of it.
Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to call your neighbor who had a four ring,
you ring four.
You didn't have to call an operator or anything, it was just...
I don't know, we could call an operator, I don't remember.
Well, how many were there on the line, do you remember?
Oh, it must have been 12 or 15.
Could you listen in to other people's conversations?
A lot of people did. They still do it.
Well, that was good then, in case of emergency, you could just call somebody nearby to come and help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think, unless you had something private to discuss.
Well, it wasn't too, isn't like it is today, to get people that you're farther away and so on.
Mm-hmm. No, the thing was, that was really used for important things.
Yes.
It just wasn't for chatting.
Mm-hmm. But the housewives got on.
I guess that's right. They needed the company, right?
That's right.
Wonderful. So after you came back to teaching, you taught...
I taught 20 years after that.
20 years after that.
I went back in 19. He died in 53, and I went in July, and I went back in September of 53.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you find a great difference?
Oh, I had 37 or 8 in second grade. I had applied. Oh, he wanted to sell the place out here before he died.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had a house picked out, the down payment for it, in Ringo's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bad I didn't get the money. I miss him very much, but I didn't want to go to Ringo's.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a job to teach in Ringo's, and he couldn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer and couldn't, very weak.
Mm-hmm.
But he thought he could sharpen mowers. So I had to get rid of, well, Helen Dean came over and she said, well,
it's okay. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. She came over and she says, you know, Brown, there's a vacancy in second grade. Why don't you apply for it? So I called Mrs. Catters. I never even wrote an application. I called Mrs. Catters and she said, it's okay for me. Then I called Clyde Davis, who was principal of high school. He says, sure. He says, come on over. And I said, well, I got two girls. What do I do with them? Hang your hat and your mother's at your mother's and come on over, he said. Let the children go here to school for a year. So they did. Well, they were little, mm-hmm. and I couldn't go away and leave them, because if they'd come down from West Amwell, they'd have to cross this highway.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the heart to leave. So, although it wasn't the right thing to do, but I had offered to pay tuition, they wouldn't take a cent. So I thought, well, next year, get a hold of yourself. There's no sense heck now. So they went up here to school at West Amwell. And I had a very good neighbor next door, and she met the bus every night when they came in. Because you know you can't get away from school mm-hmm. when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it worked out. Mm-hmm.
And you started teaching second grade,
and then I went into third grade then. Mm-hmm. We used to take them from first grade to third grade.
Well, you followed along with your class for 3 years.
For 3 years. Well, first grade. And I went in with second, and I went into third. Then we went back to first grade again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I had big classes all the time.
And no help.
Mm-hmm. Not even to do any dittoing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We had to write report cards. We had 2 pages for each youngster. Boy, they do it today. They have a fit, wouldn't they?
What did it say on the report card?
Well, just you just told what they did in social studies and what they did in reading and math and mm-hmm. things like that. What the children, what each child did.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have a music teacher? Or did
yes,
you?
We did.
You did have a music teacher?
Mrs. Shop was our music teacher.
Mm-hmm. What did she come from to each classroom?
No. I think there was another teacher there before. No, we had several music teachers. Bill Dyer was there. And he used to come to the classroom.
Mm-hmm. And how about Jim? Did they have Jim, or did you take care of that too?
No, I think there was a gym teacher.
Mm-hmm. Teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But 37 children in one class.
Yes, and I never let my kids just go on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
We went out in the morning for our 15-minute recess, and we played a game together. We did exercise first.
Mm-hmm.
Made a big circle, did exercising. Then we played a game, and then I let them run, just run in that area for a few minutes, and we came in.
Mm-hmm.
But at noon, they all played together, all the grades played together, which I think is a good idea. But in the morning, I think they need a little bit more structure mm-hmm. than they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers would stand up there on the hill and just watch them. I used to walk around with them. You know how to get into mischief.
Oh, yes. Yes, when they're
it's
outside.
It's so natural.
Mm-hmm. Full of animal spirits.
Oh, sure.
You didn't have anything like a parent-teacher association?
Yeah, we had
parent-teacher. You did have it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many teachers do you know who are still teaching in the school system? Audrey Worthington is the only one.
I think so.
All the rest have gone.
Becky was...
That's right, Becky Bailey. She retired, when was it, last year?
Last year.
And Audrey's going to retire this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be no more of the old guard will be left.
Of course, Marlene was there when I was there. Marlene Clark.
Oh, the secretary.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. She's been there. She was there when Mrs. Catters was principal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have graduation exercises the way they do now?
For what?
For the sixth grades?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. where they would be outside and the, with the bleachers?
No, they usually had it in on the all-purpose room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't help you much.
No, that was fine. Thank you so much.